KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In high school sports around the area last night in girls' high school softball play, it was Atlantic defeating Madrid 9-3. Allie Anderson helped to lead the hit parade for Atlantic, belting a three-run homer. Essex over Red Oak 12-4. Denison beat East Sac County 10-6 in eight innings. Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 11-1. Riverside edging AHSTW 7-6. It was West Central Valley getting by Audubon 9-8. IKM Manning defeats Griswold 5-2. Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center by a 5-2 final. Trainer edging Underwood 4-3. Missouri Valley beat West Monona 9-2. Exira EHK posting a 5-3 win over Cam. Arweva beat Adair Casey 9-0. Also Murray over Lennox by a final of 11-2. High school boys baseball scores reported from around the area last night include Harlan defeating Shenandoah 14-6, St. Albert edging Abraham Lincoln 1-0, IKM Manning outscoring Griswold 13-8, Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 9-2, AHSTW over Riverside 20-4, it was Trainer edging Underwood 5-4, Lennox over Murray 15-3, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glenn Ralston by a final of 10-0. John Lackey pitched seven innings, and Matt Carpenter had two hits and drove in a couple of runs to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 7-4 victory Wednesday over the Milwaukee Brewers. St. Louis improved the best home record in the majors to 22-7 and won all three series during its nine-game homestand. The 36-year-old Lackey scattered 10 hits while striking out five and walking one. He's 4-1 in four career starts against Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Arizona beating Atlanta 9-8, Pittsburgh over San Francisco 5-2, Philadelphia in 11 innings, a 5-4 winner over Cincinnati, Miami down Chicago 7-3, Colorado got by L.A. 7-6, and San Diego a 7-3 winner over the New York Mets. Jason Vargas tossed six sharp innings. The Kansas City offense finally woke up against an AL Cy Young winner Corey Kluber as the Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 4-2 last night. Mike Moustakas drove in a run in the first inning, and Lorenzo Cain, Eric Hosmer, and Kendry Morales hit consecutive RBI doubles off of Kluber in the third inning to give the Royals the lead. Vargas made it stand up in his second start back from the disabled list. Greg Holland pitched a perfect ninth to pick up his eighth save. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Boston and Minnesota split a pair with the Red Sox winning 6-3 in the opener. Twins took the nightcap 2-0. Yankees over Seattle 3-1. Oakland beat Detroit 6-1. Chicago down Texas 9-2. It was Houston over Baltimore 3-1. And Tampa Bay in 10 innings, a 6-5 winner over the LA Angels. One interleague contest saw Toronto shut out Washington by an 8-0 final. Major League Baseball is apologizing to the Kansas City Royals for a breakdown in its replay process during a crucial moment in a 2-1 loss to the Cleveland Indians. That issue occurred in the eighth inning of a tie game Tuesday night when first base umpire Bob Davidson ruled that the Indians' Jose Ramirez beat out a relay throw to prevent a double play. The replays appeared to show that Ramirez was out, but the call stood after a nearly three-minute review. Cleveland wound up scoring the go-ahead run later in the inning. In a statement, MLB said the super slow-motion replay was delayed and the replay official made the call without looking at that replay. Well, Seattle acquired slugger Mark Trumbo from the Arizona Diamondbacks as part of a six-player trade. The underachieving Mariners pulled the trigger on the first major trade of the season as they come off a fifth straight loss and face a near double-digit deficit in their division. The Stanley Cup Final opened in Tampa last night with the Chicago Blackhawks exploding with a couple of late goals and a 2-1 victory over the Lightning. The Blackhawks trailed until Teuvo Teravainen scored with 6:32 remaining, and then Antoine Vermette scored the game winner with 4:34 left. Alex Killorn scored on Tampa Bay's fifth shot of the game, and Ben Bishop made that stand up until the Blackhawks got their goals late. Corey Crawford made 22 saves between the pipes for the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks are trying for their third Stanley Cup title in the last 6 years. Game two is set for Saturday night in Tampa. Pittsburgh Penguins co-owners Mario Lemieux and Ron Burkle have hired investment bank Morgan Stanley to explore their options. The owners say they're in the middle of a feeling out process that could include anything from an outright sale to selling a share of the team or perhaps even standing pat. American Pharoah has been made the early 3-5 favorite to win the Belmont Stakes and complete the horse racing Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner drew the number 5 post position for Saturday's 1.5-mile race at Belmont Park. 14 horses have won from there, including 1977 Triple Crown champion Seattle Slough. Frosted drew the number 6 post and was installed as a 5-1 second choice. Frosted finished 4th in the Kentucky Derby and is based at Belmont Park, where he has run 1 race. IndyCar has reduced a penalty levied against Elio Castroneves for triggering an accident on the first lap of the Grand Prix of Indianapolis last month. Castroneves was initially penalized 8 points. After a review by IndyCar last weekend, the series reduced the penalty to 3 points. Castroneves' penalty had been for avoidable contact, and IndyCar president of competition Derek Walker said the reduction was to put it in line with previous penalties. And former FIFA executive committee member Chuck Blazer told a U.S. federal judge that he and others on the governing body's ruling panel agreed to receive bribes to vote for South Africa to host the 2010 World Cup. Prosecutors unsealed the transcript Wednesday of the 2013 hearing in U.S. District Court, during which Blazer agreed to plead guilty to racketeering and other charges. Blazer, the former number 2 official of soccer in North and Central America and the Caribbean, also said that he arranged bribes around 1992 in the vote for which country would host the 1998 World Cup. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.